are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Halloween. How's everybody doing out there? All right, got a lot to talk about. Carrots make sperm better swimmers. Carrots. The key, you got to eat the carrot. Okay? Yeah, please, don't put the carrot anywhere else. Next, New York is going to be raising the cigarette sale age from 18 to 21. So those of you buying cigarettes to look all cool, be careful. Then, pumpkins. Okay? Many of us, we cut out the pumpkins. We make funny jack-o'-lantern faces. We throw pumpkins at cars. But they actually are pretty healthy and nutritious. So we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we always got to talk about nutrition. Come on. Yeah. And then a story I couldn't talk about in the last hour that I want to was Belgium considering a controversial new euthanasia law for children. Really? Okay? Kids being able to die they and their family choosing. It's something that you would never think would have to be discussed, but it does. So as you can see on this very, very spooky day, we got a lot to talk about. But never too spooky to take your questions, your comments at, never too spooky to take your questions, calls, comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this euthanasia one because this is kind of concerning in Belgium. Euthanasia is legal for people over the age of 18. The government is now considering extending it to children. No other country's done this. The same bill will also allow adults that have early dementia to die as well at their own choice. Advocates argue that euthanasia for children with the consent of the parents is necessary to give families an option out of a desperately painful situation. But opponents have kind of questioned whether kids can reasonably decide that, you know, to end their own lives. Now, Belgium had legalized euthanasia back in 2002, so it's kind of already been a pioneer in euthanasia, according to Fox News. In the last decade, the number of reported cases per year has risen from 235 deaths in 2003 to 1,400 deaths in 2012, the last year for which statistics are available. Doctors typically give patients a powerful sedative before injecting another drug to stop the heart. Only a few countries have legalized it. In the Netherlands, euthanasia is legal under specific circumstances and for children over the age of 12 with parental consent. I guess even infants can be euthanized and doctors cannot be prosecuted. Elsewhere in Europe, euthanasia is only legal in Luxembourg. Assisted suicide, where doctors could help you but not actively kill you, that's allowed in Switzerland. In the U.S., they say the state of Oregon grants assisted suicide residents for residents 18 or over with terminal illness. Okay, but I don't know of any other states, and I don't know of any other states that allow euthanasia in kids. All right, so, wow. You know, I understand that somebody suffering from cancer or long-term terminal illness is extremely debilitating. It's extremely painful. And when people know that they're going to be meeting their maker, they want to do it soon. They don't want it drawn out. And so I've understood the concept of euthanasia. Personally, as a doctor, I could never do it. Okay? I just don't feel like I'm allowed to in my religion. Okay? I feel like only God has the power. When God wants that patient to come to him, he will then make that happen. My grandmother died, obviously, I mean, this is going to sound stupid, okay, obviously everybody died on their own, but we never had to make that decision with our family members. It appears they died fairly, quickly, you know, once we found out how terminal it was. And, you know, we almost wondered if the doctors purposely waited to tell us, you know, so that it only seemed like we only had to deal with it for a couple days. You know what I mean? As opposed to you being told years from when it happens. Like my grandmother who was in hospice did phenomenal. Nathan Adelson Hospice, where I live, gave her pain medicines, made her feel comfortable, and she passed very peacefully. And so we didn't, luckily for us, we didn't have to do euthanasia. We didn't even have to consider that when she had metastatic colon cancer. She was a smoker, didn't have lung cancer, but she had colon cancer. But many of you don't appear to be as lucky in terms of having the loved one pass peacefully. And certain deaths are extremely painful. Some people want to be euthanized when they are dying of COPD, having difficulty breathing. Okay, you may be able to take pain medicines for cancer pain, but what do you do when you can't breathe? The anxiety of not breathing, the fatigue of not breathing. And, it's a choice that many people want to have. Unfortunately, there's a lot of ethics involved, right? And you have a lot of religion, you have a lot of beliefs, you have a lot of moral issues that come into play. And even though we doctors are asked to not inject our moral beliefs or ethics into that, we do get injected when we're the ones that have to partake or help. And I've been fortunate as a doctor to never be involved in that particular request by a patient. Some of the patients who were unfortunately cancer stricken actually were not in pain. They had been doing very well. We had them set up with hospice, and they were able to leave our earth peacefully. So I never had somebody begging me to kill them. I don't know what I would do if I had that. So I've never experienced that as a doctor. Now, I have experienced people in pain, screaming at me, they're in pain, saying they want to die in trauma and in the ER. And I'm like, no, don't start pulling the plug. You have a fighting chance. They live through it, and they thank me for them living through it. So I've had that. But somebody who knows their terminal suffering, fortunately, there's been so many things out there that none of my patients have had to suffer. But what about kids? What do you do when it comes to a little kid? And, you know, I was watching Walking Dead, and I guess I don't want to go into too much detail, but one of the kids was almost dead. And, you know, the mom was talking to the husband going, you know, maybe this is, maybe life after death is better than what we have now. You know, maybe we shouldn't try to stop it. Not trying to stop it is one thing, but allowing it to happen or inducing it to happen, that's another. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network that is making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And we're all pretty spooky today, right? It is Halloween. Wait, now this is an interesting headline. Wait a second here. Halloween candy, trick or treat. What to do with the leftover candy? What to do with the leftover candy? You give the leftover candy to mama. That's simple. You give the leftover candy to mama. Okay, here we go. All right, apparently Fox News in their help section is giving us some pointers on what to do with leftover candy. Yeah, let's listen to this one. They say sort through the candy as soon as you get home. Hand some of it out to the next trick-or-treaters that come to your door. If it's not in your home, you can't be tempted by it. Okay, so basically they're saying, you know, the leftovers that you don't want, give away, okay, as opposed to get that. Save the most colorful candy-coated pieces for decorating gingerbread houses for Christmas, or use them to create an art collage with younger children by gluing them onto cardstock, homemade ornaments, or picture frames. My kids are going to be eating the picture frame. You could create science experiments with the candy so you don't eat it. Children love getting hands-on with science. It's a great way to learn while getting rid of unwanted candy. They got a point here. I really dig science experiments. Be creative. Let children explore which ones will sink, swim, dissolve in hot water, cold. Okay, that's cool. How about look how fast they dissolve in mama's mouth. Next, teach math by letting kids practice their counting. Okay, I'm going to do that right now. Okay, I got two kids. Can we please be practical? They're not going to want to count the candy. They're going to want to eat the candy. using candy as counters when doing math homework or practice sorting by color, shape, or size, and you could even reward them with tasting a few for their hard work. Then, you could get together with neighbors, collect all the leftover candy, and make a care package to send to the troops. Now we're talking. There are several organizations like Operation Gratitude that will happily accept Halloween candy donations for deployed soldiers. You could also create a goodie bag, visit local charities that accept candy donations. Local nursing homes, food pantries, veteran homes, shelters, you got to ask with them, but some of them may. Okay, that's now we're getting somewhere. Some community centers, health clubs, pediatricians, dentists also do a buyback program. There's an orthodontist in my town that, I think it's Griffith Orthodontist, that will buy back your candy, send it to the troops. That's pretty cool. And then you could actually have your kids write a letter to the candy fairy asking her to exchange the candy for a new book, a small toy, or an outing of his or her choice. Oh, man, I got to be a candy fairy now. Listen, it's hard to spend time with the kids. I mean, my kids don't really want to do what I want to do anymore, all right? They don't. And one such thing they don't like to do is wear deodorant. And I mean, I'd rather just have them eat the candy. If you decide to get rid of the Halloween candy, make sure to have a conversation about the health effects of eating too much sugar. Helping children understand why it's not good for them can help them and empower them. That's right. Quit yawning. That's really important. We do need to teach the kids. They need to understand that when they get their Halloween candy, they're not eating the whole bag. I mean, you know what? My kids don't expect that. I never expected that as a kid. I was able to eat one or two pieces. And I was able to eat one or two pieces. Of course, they'd be the best pieces. They'd be like the big Hershey's bars or Twix or Kit Kat or something. And then I would leave the Dum Dums and the Smarties or whatever for maybe another day. And then some of the Jawbreaker stuff that I really don't like, I left that. So I think my kids know. The big problem is they know that Mama is going to be carrying the candy. Okay, when Mama carries the candy, Mama gets her first pick. I hate carrying all the kids' crap on Halloween. I hate it. You know how exhausting that is? Do you guys have any idea how exhausting that is? I got to carry the kids' sword, the kids' cape, the kids' helmet. And I got two kids, the mask. Then their candy bag is too heavy, so I have to carry that for them. Plus, I'm trying to carry my purse, my camera, maybe a water bottle. It's ridiculous. Mom, I'm thirsty. Mom, I gotta pee. You know how many times I have to go to people's bathrooms to pee? Yeah, I'm like, look, I'm really sorry to do this. I gotta pee. I mean, you're not supposed to let strangers in your home when you're trick-or-treating. But I sit there with a full bladder, and I'm like, look, it's either your grass or your toilet. And then they let me in. Yeah, that's a tough one. Oh, I hope I don't have to pee, because that's hard. I really hate asking to use other people's bathrooms. Well, that's what we gotta do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDA. L.I. All right. I was interviewed on KABC, Doug McIntyre in the Morning with John Phillips today. Asked about what doctors are seeing with this Obamacare rollout. And even though we're going cross-eyed with disgust, it's the law and this is what we're dealing with. Okay? Now, what's going on with malpractice? Well, Fox News was talking about here. Secretary Sebelius says she's on trial. They say medical malpractice is at the highest level. They say right now Sebelius is immune. From the federal level, okay, she's pretty immune. She can hide under this quote-unquote, I don't know, I'll get back to you, etc. Doubt she's going to get fired, okay? All right, but what's happening to all of us? All right, this is U.S. patients, me as a doctor. We're going to be taking on the liability. Now, I've discussed this many times on the show, where as health insurance starts to cover less and less, if we doctors order less and less, you would think because of Obamacare would have some protection, but we don't. The trial lawyers did not want that to happen. So there's no tort reform in this law, meaning if you did have prostate cancer or cervical cancer and I didn't order a test, I'm still liable. All right? And your guys' health is at risk. So the federal government, of course, is as completely untouched with this and as, I mean, so well protected and shielded. But you and I are trying to figure out how the hell we're supposed to navigate this. Now, I just found out I am losing my health insurance. Also, my health insurance plan does not include maternity. This is something I predicted. So I guess now I'm going to scramble. My husband has been looking at the prices, and it's far more than we ever imagined, far more than we could afford. We're not happy about it, and I'm sure many of you guys aren't happy. Of course, I'm more concerned about people that don't have health insurance. I want you guys to get on Medicaid or getting some sort of insurance, whatever you could do. But it sucks, and it sucks for all of us. And I guess I heard on the John Phillips show today that 15 million people are going to be getting letters. Not 2 million, 15 million people are going to be getting letters of being cut off their health insurance. That's some scary stuff. And I still think that's an underestimate. So, I mean, you know, we're in this together. I hope whatever information I could give you to help you navigate will help. But I'm in the same boat. And, you know, trying to figure out how to get affordable health insurance. I mean, my health insurance stunk, and it was expensive. But at least it was only a $2,500 deductible. Now I'm looking at a $6,500 deductible. What the hell am I paying the health insurance for? Maybe I'll just pay the $95 fine. I'm sick of this. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. Studies come out saying losing weight could be bad for your relationship. Partners many times will sabotage diets. Why would they do that? But I've heard of this. Okay? Apparently, half starts to lose weight, the other half gets jealous. And a study by North Carolina State University and University of Texas in Austin, they found a quote-unquote dark side to weight loss. Okay? If both partners are not equally committed to making the lifestyle changes. Now, I notice with me, when I'm PMSing, I want the carbs. And I feel bad because my husband's been losing a lot of weight. Check out our website. There's a link on how he's done it. It's amazing. But, you know, I'm sometimes like, sorry, I want pizza and I want bread and I want chocolate and I want steak. And I don't mean to sabotage him. It's just I'm very, if I'm having a bad day, I'm not dieting. Unfortunately, there are people that are actually purposely trying to sabotage. And that could really mess people up. They say one partner in each couple had lost at least 30 pounds in less than 2 years, average weight loss of 60 pounds. The participants were asked about the impact of weight loss on the relationship. The couples generally said it changed for the good. The partner who lost weight was more likely to talk about healthy behaviors, inspire their partner to make healthy changes. Couples in which both partners were receptors did better sexually and emotionally. But in others, some partners who lost weight nagged their significant other to follow their lead, and then there was tension. Some even lost sex. They would make critical comments toward their significant other, be less interested in sex, try to sabotage their partner with unhealthy food in order to derail their efforts and to keep the relationship going. Now, one thing that happens is sometimes one of the partners starts to look better. And once you realize that one of the partners is starting to look good, you notice that you could actually now be in, you think this, which you shouldn't, that you're at risk of losing your partner or being single because somebody else will grab them. So it's a very natural process, but bad nonetheless. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So pumpkins. Some of you like pumpkin pie. Some of you like pumpkin seeds. Some of you like pumpkin candles. Well, they say pumpkins are pretty nutritious. Now, let's just kind of review why pumpkins are so healthy. Even though I don't know how healthy they are once you have the pumpkin pie all smothered in sugar and whipped cream, but fiber is, of course, a biggie. So whenever you're eating a big, huge orange fruit, okay, you can pretty much be sure that you're getting some sort of fiber and vitamin C. They say pumpkin is an excellent source of dietary fiber with 3 grams in a single cup serving. Of course, we know fiber helps lower cholesterol, stabilizes blood sugar levels, promotes healthy digestion, and low in calories, okay? And it digests slowly, so you will feel full longer. Plus, there's vitamin A. And it has carotenoids that make it orangish. These help the body cells from free radical damage. Has alpha carotene, beta carotene. Beta carotene helps to stop cancer cell proliferation. So, that was a study out of the Department of Biochemistry in Tokyo. So, pretty good. If you want to know more information on pumpkin health, it's in the Fox News Health section. Yep. Protects the eyes and the skin. Apparently, there are antioxidants called lutein and zeaxanthin in pumpkin. I know this would be a good pop quiz question. These carotenoids are concentrated in the macular areas of your eyes, so maintaining them at good levels throughout your diet helps protect against damaging UV light, reduces your risk of developing cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. Age-related macular degeneration is the number one cause of blindness. Now, potassium and vitamin C. A cup of pumpkin. I could barely roll the pumpkin into the house. It's so heavy. How do you fit it into a cup? A cup of pumpkin contains 564 milligrams of potassium, which is a hell of a lot more than a banana. So, if you have any issues after your workouts, they say you could eat some potassium. And it's a good source of vitamin C. Daily recommendation of vitamin C is about 60 milligrams for women, 75 milligrams for men. One cup serving of cooked pumpkin gets you well on your way by providing 11 milligrams. Pumpkin seeds. My husband just baked a whole bunch of pumpkin seeds last night because he was working on my kid's jack-o'-lantern. They are loaded with protein, minerals, iron, which helps blood cell function. Of course, the potassium, phosphorus, zinc, and magnesium. Plus, you got some vitamin E. Vitamin E, fat-soluble vitamin, right? We talked about the ADEK vitamins, A-D-E-K, fat-soluble. They help promote cardiovascular health, good for skin injuries, etc. So, and also helps with bone. So, for those of us who like pumpkin, ew, kind of healthy stuff. Just got to figure out how to get into your system. All right, not too shabby. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of orange fruits and vegetables, carrots apparently improve men's fertility. All right, and it boosts your sperm. They say the sperm-boosting qualities come from the carotenoids in carrots. Now, carotenoids give foods their color. Beta-carotene, okay, the body makes into the antioxidant vitamin A, and you know the antioxidants neutralize and protect you from the free radicals. Now, these free radicals are these destructive groups of atoms that are made kind of as a byproduct of metabolism that can damage your cell membranes, your DNA, so your antioxidants need to protect you. And that's what they do. Now, an international study, this is coming from the New Zealand Herald, but this study came from Harvard University, found that sweet potato, melon, etc., can also increase the quantity and quality of your sperm by up to 10%. So those of you having sperm issues, you may want to eat your carrots. We thought that was just good for the eyes. It's good for the sperm. Now, male sperm quality is going down. Did you guys know this? We are losing the quality of our sperm. Now, I blame laptops. I blame a lot of the electronics too close to the testicles. Okay, maybe it's the food, etc. But, you know, they're finding that 30% of men in couples seeking the IVF treatment, it's not the woman, it's the man, 30%. Are subfertile, 2% completely, totally infertile. So this latest study looked at 200 healthy young college men who took part in tests on which they were given a variety of fruit and vegetables to see what effect it had on their sperm. And college men appear to have a lot of sperm and have no problem, you know, giving it. Yellow and orange foods help make the sperm stronger. Red fruits like tomatoes had less abnormal swimmers. Now, for those of you trying to picture abnormal swimming sperm, I really hope you remember that episode of Bart Simpson where, Homer Simpson, where Homer Simpson's boss needed sperm. So he asked for Mr. Smithers' sperm, and he asked for Homer's. Mr. Smithers' sperm was like all in formation, military style, swimming beautifully. Homer's were just around bouncing into each other and, you know, kind of like, doh! Right, okay, that's how you have to look at it. They say carrots give men the edge in trying to conceive because they were found to improve sperm performance between 6.5 and 8%. They helped sperm motility. Now, remember, you could have a sperm, right, and it could have the genetic material, and that's all fine and dandy, but that sucker has to swim. And that sucker not only has to swim past the vagina, which is a very hostile environment, up into the cervix, up into the uterus, up into the fallopian tube. To meet the egg in the fallopian tube, it then has to know how to connect and then come back down with the egg as it comes. Sperm have to be pretty, with it. Okay? You know, my son years ago came up to me and he goes, Mom, I must have been a good swimmer. And I'm like, well, of course you're a good swimmer. He goes, no. I must have been a good swimmer because I'm the one that got to your egg. And then I was born. So I told him, yeah, you know, because I think they had just seen Look Who's Talking, right? You know where they go round, round, get around, I'll get around, yee-haw! You know, all the sperm are swimming, right? And you hear, you know, the Bruce Willis sperm going, come on, guys, I know the way. Come on, guys, I know the way. And then he's the one that ends up making it and then becoming the kid. So my kid thought that, and you know what? I mean, if daddy passed on the Y chromosome, I have no problem saying that was his sperm. I mean, that's fine. You know, I could say, you know, no, you were the egg, but no, he was obviously both. So that was kind of funny. It's like, I must have been a real good swimmer. I go, yeah. You know, but then the older brother said, yeah, but I beat you. You know, I beat you to mom's egg. And I go, yeah, but, you know, you were in a different troop. But we'll talk about that another time. All right, so carrots have a lot of vitamins, a lot of fiber. They improve night vision. Red fruits and vegetables contain an anti-cancer chemical lycopene. Lycopene also helps protect you from abnormally shaped sperm. You want your sperm kind of oval with a little squiggly flagella tail. You don't want a trapezoid. You don't want a Homer Simpson looking. They contributed to 8 to 10% of more normal sperm. The young men also like the test, by the way. Okay, so eating diets. Now, what about good fats like omega-3s? Those also help the quality of sperm. So, you see, you know, it's the same story, different day. Everybody, I mean, all these stories, do you notice, it just seems to be the same thing. You need to eat right. You need to eat healthy. You know, everything seems to benefit when you do things right. And, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, eating candy is wrong, but, you know, you got to take care of yourself. It's all dependent. Many of us, we just think, look, you know, our bodies are smart enough to figure out what we need. Like one of you said, well, there's water and alcohol. So it doesn't matter because my body will figure out which is the water. Don't tax your body any more than it needs to. Okay? Just give your body the water. I know diet soda has water. I know Coca-Cola has water. I know fruit punch has water in it. And yeah, your body knows how to kind of figure that out, but why tax it? Why do that? If you need water, just give your body water. Okay? Why have it sit there and try to figure out what in the vitamin it keeps and what it doesn't? Just get your vitamins from your vegetables, if you can. And I know a lot of the vegetables are kind of depleted because of all the gardening and the farming, etc., but still. You know, try to get as much into you as natural. You know, many of you out there are naturopaths, and that's cool. But I don't understand the naturopaths buying all these supplements. Okay, I mean, if you're a true naturopath, then you're actually eating the gosh darn vegetable. You're doing it in its most natural form. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download those for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. You're learning. You're loving it. Don't forget to also call in, even if you don't listen live. We have an answer line at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Even if we aren't live when you're listening, leave a call. It'll be on our answer line, and then we'll be able to answer it on the next live show. We're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, and then Saturdays for 10 a.m. So for 16 hours, you got Dr. Dahlia 16 hours a week. Every now and then I got a school player, I got something going on, and I apologize if you ever hear a replay, but for the most part, you have me hours upon hours each week. So lots of information. But if you want something particularly answered, call in. Like I said, even if we're not live, 1-877-DOCDALI. We also have a website at drdahlia.com, drdahiah.com. And with drdahlia.com, you can email me. There's a contact page where you could send us your email, and then we could read it on air or answer you back personally. All right, so doctor grows a new face for a woman using tissue from her own breast. Unfortunately, a 5-year-old girl had become disfigured by a fire, and she's right now 17 years old. She lives in the Fujian province in southeast China, and her name is Zhu Zhanmei. She's 17 years old, and now she is, and so 12 years since her injury, and after an 8-hour operation where they used tissue grown on her breast, they were able to grow a new face. She had, from what I understand, new nose, chin, eyelids. Oh, no. This is very similar to an operation. Let me read this because it looks like I'm not very good at speaking today. Miss Zhu woke up from the operation, which follows a similar operation to give a car accident victim a new nose by growing it first on its forehead, then with the new chin, eyelids, and an ear. They said, we took a piece of blood vessel fascia from her thigh, implanted it into her chest. Then we inserted a skin expander beneath the part of the skin where the blood vessel fascia was planted so that the part could expand and produce enough skin for her new face. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And so, it's amazing what they can do. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, I don't think I want anybody touching my breast. And growing tissue in the breast. As far as I'm concerned, though, when it comes to the face, it couldn't be worse, okay? I wouldn't really care about the scarring of the breast. But isn't that amazing what we are able to do these days? It just blows my mind. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the New York City Council has voted to raise the minimum age for buying cigarettes from age 18 to 21. New York City now is going to probably have the highest limit now in the United States. The new age limit also includes vapor cigarettes. Now, mostly in U.S., the minimum age for smoking is 18. Some states raise the limits to 19. A couple other towns have raised it to 21. But New York now is probably going to be the most populous place that does it. The bill's sponsor, City Councilman James Gennaro, said it would literally save many, many lives. Apparently, his parents died from tobacco-related illnesses. That's one thing I do have to give credit for. We've really started to cut back on the smokes. I don't like the idea of people getting charged $4.50 a pack, extra taxes when other people don't get taxed. Okay, I don't like the discrimination of smokers. But on the flip side, I do have to commend all of our efforts and even people able to quit smoking. Bravo for being able to do that. I know it's hard. All right, they say critics of the measure argue that young people are going to go to the black market for cigarettes. Now, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg supported the bill, has 30 days to sign it into law. The measure would then come into effect after 180 days. Apparently, he says, we know that tobacco dependence can begin very soon after a young person first tries smoking, so it's critical that we stop young people from smoking before they ever start. All right, now, also a plan by him, Mayor Bloomberg, is also to make shops keep cigarettes out of public view, but that I don't think ever came into, I don't think they were ever able to pass that one. It's one of those things where it's like, how much do we want government involved? All right, when it comes to eating foods, etc., okay, I really have a problem with government getting involved with the 16-inch or the 16-ounce drinks, etc. The problem with smoking is it affects the guy next to you. And, it's getting a little easier where, okay, you just go into the smoking section. But when I was a waitress, I had to work the smoking section. So if I didn't want to be around smokers, well, that was my job. I had to. All right, now, smoking section, I did get better tips. I have to admit, my smokers tipped me better. So I didn't seem to mind it as much. Smoking section was kind of, but, for the most part, you have a lot of people, they don't want to be exposed to that. They don't want to work in the smoking section. Okay, other people, they don't want to have to clean up a smoking section. In the airport, I don't know if they still have this, but there was a room where people would smoke and be able to gamble. It was glass. And there was an attendant, a casino attendant, that would have to work that. There are casino attendants, all right, or there were at the time casino attendants. And you would see it would be completely clouded full of smoke. Okay, not a lot of ventilation in that place. Because, again, if they had it open to the rest of the airport, people would smell the smoke. And I'm looking at the casino attendant. I'm looking at the people in there going, that's ridiculous. I mean, now you have the higher concentration of the smoking. Well, one of my patients actually was one of those casino attendants. She's like, Dahlia, you got to get me out of this job. I mean, I'm sitting here in smoke, and not just smoke. We're talking about concentrated smoke. So now we're kind of dealing with, well, you have other people now that are getting affected by your smoke. Okay, if you eat a hamburger and fries, yes, maybe our tax dollars may indirectly go up to pay for health care, et cetera, but it doesn't affect us as directly as you smoking. So, you know, any efforts to try to cut back on smokes and to try to move towards a non-smoking country, I'm happy with that. What I'm not happy with is people taking smokers and discriminating against them, like causing them to pay more taxes. All right? You can't do that. Just, you know, that's because of majority rules. And unfortunately, with the way healthcare is, if you smoke, your employer has to pay more for your health insurance, so you end up not getting hired. So it's one of those things where smokers are getting pretty, cornered and singled out. Now, what about kids and smoking? Should we raise the limit to 21 years old to buying cigarettes? I think it will help a little bit. Many people have 18-year-old brothers, 19-year-old sisters that could go and get the cigarettes. By the time that brother or sister are in their 20s, maybe they could talk some sense into their younger sibling. If kids want to smoke, they're still going to smoke. These kids that are 13, 14, 17 that are smoking, there's always been the age limit. It's just like drinking. Okay, I mean, raising the drinking age from 21 to 25, yeah, maybe it'll help, you know, curb drunk driving deaths, et cetera. But the kids, if you're trying to, you know, stop the kids, they're still going to get it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I'm sure Mayor Bloomberg is going to pass this one because, again, he really likes to make legislation. And he is very, he likes these kind of controversial things. So I definitely see that one going through. All right. Now, when we come back from break, we got a lot to talk about. Alcohol wrecking your diet. How does alcohol, why does alcohol, is that such a bad thing with your diet? And we have some advice on what to do to kind of keep alcohol out of your diet. Then, looks like a lot of spices have been found to carry salmonella. So we need to talk about how the FDA has found that many of these spices that are imported carry pathogens. Not too good. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers.
BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.